Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a hot one. Extreme heat warning in effect until 9 tomorrow night for these parts. So it's blazing hot as we get summer started officially. And the Twins are not. Let's get you up to date on the weather first, and then we'll talk more about the home nine. And we want your feedback on what ails this club. I think it's time, when a team has dropped 12 of their last 15 and played like they have at times. We need to talk. But first, the weather. 94 now, south winds at 16, gusting to 26. And keep in mind those outdoor plants, they're going to need a drink. Keep an eye on them this weekend. I finally got stuff in the garden, etc. Now I'm worried about my buddies. 94 is south winds at 12, gusting to 26. Dew point, 74. Dew points in the 60s, it's considered muggy. 70s, I don't even know what you call that. The jungle, heat index 104 at the moment. I want to give you the breakdown on the heat warning and what it does say. It is in effect until 9 tomorrow night. And once again, this includes central, east central, south central, southeast, west central Minnesota, and northwest and west central Wisconsin until 9 Sunday. And once again, dangerously hot conditions. Heat index values of 105 to 110 expected. Lower temps tonight will remain mostly in the lower 80s. That's the low temps overnight. So not much relief overnight in these parts. And then the weather beyond that, we could see severe weather. And you saw that severe weather. Tornado killed 3 in North Dakota. A train was derailed because of that tornado. So we could have a real bumpy day when the next front moves through. Here's the deal. Tonight, clear, low near 83. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, high near 97. Heat indices into the triple digits. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms. This will be in the wee hours of the morning, Sunday night into Monday. And a low near is 76, and it'll stay windy. And then Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. High only 82. Tuesday, a chance of rain. Cloudy in 75. Wednesday, rain, maybe a thunderstorm in 74. Thursday, rain, likely 75. Friday, partly sunny and 80. Next Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, sunny in a high near 83. Sounds like June. Still very unsettled in these parts. But once again, dangerous heat and humidity. 95 now, heat index at 103 here in the Twin Cities. And you heard on the post-game show and at the end of the ball game, things are not going well for the Twins, and that is an understatement. 9-0 wipeout today. Simeon Woods Richardson gave up runs early, not all his fault. Then he settled in, gave the team a chance to get it going, and they never did. And they get shut out. And then the night before, they got wiped out at Target Field by the Brewers in game one of this series. And now they've dropped 12 of 15. And the pitching at times is non-existent. And they aren't swinging the bats. You take away what Byron Buxton has done, and where would this club be right now? And I think as we start summer, and there was the good month of May, and they get back into the mix, it's kind of like, all right, they're 500. Now they're over 500. They're still trying to run down the Tigers. But you felt like there was some optimism going into summer. Well, that has been erased. And now it's kind of like, what does this team do going forward? What is the way forward? And there's already talk about, do you try and move some of the veterans as we get closer to the deadline? Because time's going to fly. Before you know it, we're going to be the All-Star break and then the trade deadline. And are there veterans that might be valuable to a club that is contending? Or is it too early to wave the white flag, if you will, in all of this? But the trend is not good. And you look at what's happened. They won 3 out of 4 against the A's. Then they dropped 2 of 3 to the Blue Jays. All competitive ball games at Target Field, and the Blue Jays are not a bad team. They're not terrible. Twins lost, Twins 6-4, then they got beat 5-4, and then they won on a Sunday 6-3. Then the Rangers come to town and things really got ugly. Got beat 16-4, won 6-2, lost 16-3. They went into Houston, got pummeled by the Astros 10-3. And then lost 3-2 on a Saturday night. That was a good ball game. You tip your cap. That kind of happened. That one could have gone either way. And then they lose 2-1 to Houston. And once again, pretty well pitched game. And then in Cincinnati, lose to the Reds 6-5, 4-2, and then win 12-5. But against the Brewers, 17-6 last night, 9 rip today. And we get in a spot where, now what? Now what is the way forward? And I brought this up 2 days in a row sitting in for Henry Lake on the morning news and the 740 Sports. First morning, Tom Hauser was in. And the second morning, Vanita was back in. And I brought up Carlos Correa. And he is the highest paid player. And he is a good shortstop. There's no doubt about it. But for what you're paying, he needs to be far more productive with the bat. And he could be the Rudy Gobert of the Twins, where who's going to take on that contract? And I am going to pick on Carlos Correa a little bit. He makes way too much money to be producing what he's producing with the bat. It's a fact. There's no defending it. Whatever he's trying to do or be more selective, he's got to be better. And I'm not sure in what circumstance another team would be interested in picking up Carlos Correa at that dollar amount. So the Twins would be in a situation, if you try to move Correa, you would probably need to pick up part of that salary. And I go back to a point in time where he had that big deal on the table with the Giants. And the doctor stepped in and said, I wouldn't do it. And then the Mets came along. And they were throwing money around like it was no object. And the doctor stepped in and said, I know you have money to burn, but I wouldn't spend it on this guy. And then the Twins got him at a discount. But now it's fair to say, on a Saturday afternoon in June, did the Twins make a mistake signing this guy? And that you live with it, the contract is signed. These contracts are guaranteed. But there's just not enough production. There are a lot of terrific shortstops that can't hit a lick. What you brought in here was a guy that was a legit big-time talent who could not only be a gold glove caliber shortstop, but be productive at the plate. And here we are in a team struggling, particularly to score runs. And don't get me wrong, when you beat 17-6 and 9-0, it goes far beyond Carlos Correa. I'm not pinning this on him, particularly the last two games. But there are spots and there are winnable games along the way where if he were more productive, what would that have meant in the win column for the team to this point? So I think it is fair when you have the guys making the big money and Pablo Lopez and the injury is not his fault and he doesn't pitch. I get that. But it's one of the things that I want to bring up for your consideration. And you can always join us, and this is true for all our shows, on the CCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. And I'm sure there are people that would say that you need to change a manager, that at some point Derek Falvey, who now runs the show, Dave St. Peter stepped aside, he's calling the shots, that he needs to make a move, that they need to move on from Rocco Baldelli, that they've changed coaches in Baldelli's tenure, and there are people that would say that. I want to know what you think. Is it time to move on? Is it time for a changing of the guard? Does this team need a jump start along the lines of a new manager? Lindsey Brown is our producer. This stuff is never easy, but April was bad. May was kind of like, all right, they're in the mix. They're relevant. And now we've seen June, and it's like, whew, this two games against the Brewers have been ugly. But it has been an ugly stretch, Lindsey. And I think it is fair to pick on Carlos Correa. I think it is fair to pick on the manager. I think it is fair to pick on some of the veteran pitchers in all of this. There's a lot going on with the home nine right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the pitching woes are kind of a new thing. I mean, I remember talking to you about this a couple weeks ago and I left for a week and all of a sudden it's doom and gloom, but that's the nature of baseball and what the season that they've had, because they put themselves into such a giant hole and they've been so streaky. But again, I'm not as concerned about the pitching staff. I think, like you've said before, and today being an example, they gave the team a chance to win, but there's no bats going. And so you look at the manager, you look at the in and out names in this roster, big time names that have been dotting throughout this entire season, that so they haven't had that consistency from their batting lineup. And so I really put a lot there. And so if you're it depends on what you're looking for. Are you looking for accountability or are you looking for change? Because I'm not sure how much change there happens this year. What even if you do let go of somebody like Rocco Baldelli?
Yeah, I just think at some point in sports, and the NHL is probably the quickest to do it, and that is bring in another guy. And there's a handful of coaches in the NHL on the sideline at any given moment that have run NHL teams, and they sit out for a year and do TV or, you know, write something for TSN up in Canada or make an appearance here and there, and then they're back. And they're back behind the bench. And they recycle those guys through the NHL. But in reality, it tends to work, the jump start. The NBA, you know, the New York Knicks, they made it all the way to the conference finals before getting beat by the Indiana Pacers, and they give the heave-ho to Tom Thibodeau, our old buddy. And I think there's a lot going on with Tibbs and how he uses players and so on and so forth. Problem is, you know, the Knicks didn't have, you know, the next person ready to go. That's a whole nother story. So I'm not always one to say, you know, it's time. But I wonder what the fans think about all of this. Because I know he has been a lightning rod, and coaches, whether it's the NHL, NBA, or NFL, you know, they are lightning rods. And it's, you know, it's easy to say, hey, we got to do something different. And I think to a certain point in MLB as well, that isn't the cure-all. But another guy like Correa, you know, I mean, I don't know what you do with a contract like that. And is it tradable? Would anyone take that on at this point with what he's doing with the bat? Probably not. You might be stuck with that. Byron Buxton's been a great story this year. I think it's fair to say, you know, a legit all-star, and he's been really good for the most part this year. I think Joe Ryan's been really good for the most part of this year for the Minnesota Twins. So there are guys that have impressed, but it just, after the dreadful April and then a positive May, to just get back into a mode where it's fair to say what we're seeing in June is dreadful again. What do you do to switch it up? And a couple of things from the text line, and we'll get in real quick. Steve from Burnsville. Goodbye, Rocco. Hello, Toby Gardenhire. Okay. Another text. Time for a pitching coach change. Pitching staff getting worse. No improvements. I don't know if you can do that again. Change up the coaching staff. I think at some point you got to go a little further up if you're going to make more changes, particularly in midseason. You can't continually change out the hitting coach and say that's our problem, or you can't constantly change pitching coach without saying, you know, we need a whole new leadership and all of that. If you want to weigh in, 651-461-9226. What ails the home nine? What's the fix? 651-461-9226 here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tough day for the Twins. They get walloped by the Brewers today, 9-0. The Brewers won 17-6 on Friday night. Final game of the series coming up tomorrow. Corzo at 10, inside Twins at noon. Lineup card at 12:30, first pitch at 1:10. Let's go to the phones. What ails the Twins? Text is good. Call is good. 651-461-9226. What is the way forward? Eric, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Steve. A couple things. I got a kind of a two-part response to what's ailing the Twins right now. First and foremost, the biggest thing is the manager. And let's be real. Rocco should have been fired after the collapse last year. He wasn't because of the ownership situation. And I think that's the other issue that's hampering this club right now, because I don't think Falvey can make the moves that he makes, that he needs to make, because ownership is in limbo. This team has been a mess since Joe Pollad took over. It just seems like every time the guy opens his mouth, things backfire. It really all started when Joe Pollad came out after the, you know, we won our first playoff series in 20 years in 2023. And what's the first? He comes out and says he's going to cut payroll, and it's just like we should have added to that team and not subtracted. You know, we were on, it seemed like we were on an upward tick, but we have absolutely no two-strike approach at the plate. We don't know how to bunt. I mean, it's just basic fundamentals. I kind of feel like, you know, I played baseball at a pretty high level. I'll just put it this way: I did make a living at it for a little while. It just, nice. I feel like this manager has absolutely no energy. His lineup construction is suspect. You got guys playing all over the place. Baseball is a game of rhythm. And I don't know how I'm supposed to get in any kind of rhythm when one day I'm batting leadoff, the next day I'm batting ninth, the next day I might be off. I mean, it's just guys playing all over the field.
Well,
our bullpen is completely worn out because Rocco has never been able to manage a bullpen. I think his voice has gone stale.
I'm glad you brought that up. And Eric, we got to run to a break. We're coming up on an end of the hour break. Thanks for the call and your input. A couple of things here. Ownership thing. Who knows when that's going to be resolved? If it's going to be resolved, there's some thought that they may pull it off the market because of what the Rays sold for, and so on. It doesn't look like anyone stepped up with the money they want to sell the team. But as far as management goes, and I'm glad you brought that up, and that's why I use the NHL as an example. They, of all the sports, they probably have the quickest decision-making when it comes to coaching changes or leadership changes, in this case, a manager. And that's why I brought up in the past, there's been tweaking with, you know, the coaching staff and the hitting coach and the medical staff and so on and so forth. You know, at some point in time, you may need a new lead voice in the room, in the clubhouse. And I'm not saying this is necessarily the time, but we could be getting there because there's been some ugly results as of late. The injury to Pablo Lopez doesn't help. The players aren't performing. It is not 100% ever on the manager or the coach. The players play the game in the NFL, in the NBA, in the NHL, in Major League Baseball, in the WNBA, whatever the sport. So they don't go out there and play. But at some point in time, it gets back to that old end. You can't fire all the players. And you got a man making a ton of money like Carlos Correa, not producing day in and day out. Very good shortstop, but he is getting paid to do more than that. That isn't necessarily on Rocco Baldelli. This guy's a veteran. He should know what he's doing. So that's what makes all of this very complicated. All we can hope for is tomorrow go out and get a better result than we've seen over the last 2 days. 17-6 and then 9-0 today. And I kind of gauge the overall frustration on what you hear out of guys like Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden. And at the end of the game today, I detected some frustration. And when I hear that, then I sit up and notice. When the guys who are there every day and are on the road with this club and they're starting to sound frustrated, that's when I sit up and take notice. We have the news, we have the weather at 5, and John Millay has been a friend of high school sports for a long time. He'll join us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.